Hallelujah. Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹，晚安。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is Never Forget God.
我们今天晚上的讲到的主题是不可忘记神。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 17, verse 10.
我们一起来翻开以赛亚书第十七章第十节。
Isaiah, first line already. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 10.
以赛亚书第十七章第十节。第十节，因你忘记救你的神，不纪念你能力的磐石，所以你插上佳美的树秧子，插上义种的栽子。
There is a common message among the prophets in the Old Testament time.
在这个旧约的先知里面，常常给我们这一类的预言呢。
That the prophets accuse people that you have forgotten God already.
这个先知在责怪神的子民呢，他们忘记了神。
I think in our lives we know a lot of people.
在我们的生命中呢，我们认识许许多多的人。
And sometimes we expect people to remember us.
有的我们常常想说，对方应该记得我们吧。
Of course, for those who you just acquainted or at work or you haven't seen for a long time, they've forgotten you, you won't mind too much.
如果是我们刚刚认识的人，或者是说已经很久没看见。我们不会在意说啊，他们可能忘记我们了。
But if you have already helped someone,
但是呢，你如果是曾经给某人很大的恩惠
，and help him or her so much that even you yourself have to sacrifice a large degree,
甚至呢，你牺牲了很多来帮助这个人。
I think you don't expect the person to forget you.
你觉得这一个人应该不会忘记你才对。
For example, you lend someone money.
好比说，你如果是把金钱借给一个人
，and they have not even pay you back，
那他也没有办法把这个钱呢来还出来。
And you told him, you know, friend, you know what? I know you don't have the ability, right? Let's forget about that, right? We still be friend.
那你就跟这个人说呢，那你借我的钱就不用还了，因为我知道你也还不出来。
And the person was so happy and jumping and running, shaking your hand, saying, "Oh no, thank you so much. You are the most wonderful person in the whole world."
那这个人就很高兴的跳起来拥抱着你说你是世界上最好的人。
And guess what happened? Next month, you saw him in the supermarket or you walk bump into him in the street.
可是呢，这个下一个月你又在这个超级市场看到他。
And then you ask him, "Hey, friend."How are you doing this past month?
那你就这个问他说，朋友啊，你这一个月来过得好吗？
And then he said, "Look at you, say, who are you?"
那这个人就这个呆呆的望着你说，你是谁呀？
Do I know you?
我认识你吗？
I think you'll be so mad. What happened to you? You received so much grace from me, and now you say you don't know me?
如果这样的事情发生在我们身上呢，我们会觉得很惊讶吧。
Don't even mention that if you ever saved someone's life already.
更不用说你曾经救了他的命。
And that person say, "Well, who are you?"
那这个人呢，就装作不认识你的样子。
Now this situation happens to God when the people of Israelites has forgotten Him.
那当神的选民忘记神呢，就好像是我们提过的比喻一样。
And because they have forgotten about God, that they have done a lot of terrible things against God and each other.
那因为神的子民忘记了神呢，他们做了很多事情来惹神的愤怒。
This week we've been reading Ezekiel chapter 22 on.
我们这个星期的读经进度呢，读到这个以西结记的第二十二章。
Now you read chapter 22, 23, especially when you read chapter 23, the Bible uses an allegory, talks about two sisters. They are very adulterous.
在这个第二十三节讲到这个两姐妹。
二十三章
的时候讲到这两姐妹呢，这个行淫的姐妹。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 23.
我们翻到这个以西结书的第二十三章。
Verse 1 to 4.
二十三章呢，第一到第四节。主的话又临到我说：“人子啊，有两女子是一母所生。”
Three.
第三节，他们在埃及行邪淫，他们在年幼的时行邪淫。他们在那做处女的时候，有人抚摸他们的怀，抚摸他们的乳。
Four.
第四节，他们的名字，姐姐叫阿赫拉，妹妹叫阿赫利巴，他们都归于我生了儿女。论到他们的名字，阿赫巴就是撒玛利亚。 阿和利巴就是耶路撒冷。
Now this is the allegory using by Almighty God to accuse Israel and Judah.
神呢用这个比喻来来怪罪这个撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷。
Actually, the chosen people were only one country under the reign of David.
其实上神的选民呢，应该是归于同一个国王，就是在这个大卫的统治之下。
And、after David died, Solomon became king.
当大卫死以后，他的儿子所罗门王继承了这个国位。
At the beginning, he was good. He didn't forget God.
刚开始的时候，所罗门王是一个好王，他并没有忘记神。
But when he get old,He forgot all the good things that the God Almighty have done for him.
然而，当他年迈的时候，他似乎忘记了神的恩典。
He have loosened faith on God.
他已经失去了对神的信心。
And have worshipped idols and do many crazy things.
他就开始来拜偶像啊，做很多这个惹神生气的事情。
So after he died, the kingdom was divided into two countries.
也就是因为这样子，他死了以后呢，这个。以色列国就分裂了，分成两个国。
If you look at the blue area, it's called the Northern Kingdom. It's called Israel.
从这个地图上看到这个北方的国叫做北国，也就是以色列国。
And the capital is called Samaria.
这北国的这个首都就在撒玛利亚。
And the orange part of the country is called Judah. The capital is in Jerusalem.
这个在南边的这个国呢，就是犹大国，它的首都。会在这个耶路撒冷。
So these two countries were divided, but actually they are from the same mother, just like the sister. They are from the same mothers here.
那虽然我们看到的是两个国家，但是他们的源头其实是一样的。
So God accused them. You know, since the very early of your history, when you were in Egypt, you were already worshiping idols. You commit spiritual adultery.
神就这样子责怪他们说，当他们还在埃及做奴隶的时候，就已经开始拜偶像了。
And now, when you are divided, you become two sisters, two different places. You still worship idols of different countries.
那当他们变成两个国家的时候，他们还是继续的在拜偶像。
You know, something never changed. That the ugly human nature sometimes it's difficult to uproot it.
有的时候呢，这个邪恶的本性是很难去改变。
So because of this, God have to punish them, and the next slide says that they are carried forward into captivity in other countries.
神因为他的公义呢，必须来审判这两个行邪淫的国家，所以把他们的国灭了，把这个人民都掳到其他的地方去。
If you look at the purple line, that Israel were captured into the country of Assyria.
如果是看紫色的这个线呢，这些北国以色列人被掳到亚述国去。
And then you follow the green line that some years later the country of Judah were also destroyed and the people were brought to Babylonia.
那若干年之后呢，这个南国犹大国也是被灭了，他们的人民被带到巴比伦去。
So God basically told them here, okay, you love idols, you like worship other foreign gods, I will send you there.
神基本上是要用行动跟他们讲说，那你们这么喜欢拜这个偶像吗？那我就让你们去偶像的国家拜吧。
If you don't want me, that is fine. You can make your choice, but your life is going to be miserable.
你们不想要尊我为神，尊我为大，那你们就到其他的国家去拜。
So looking back, why did people end up losing everything that they had?
我们重新来思考这个国家的历史，为什么这些人民呢失去了他们所有的东西？
It's only a few hundred years after they left Egypt.
这个其实呢，只是距离他们离开埃及几百年之久而已。
However, they have lost everything.
他们失去了他们的家。
Then what is the main reason?
那这主要的原因是在哪里？
The main reason is the topic tonight. That because they have forgotten about God.
这个主要的缘由呢，就是我们今天的主题，因为他们忘了神。
So that's why we have to all the more to emphasize that everyone, you and me, we shall never forget God in our life.
所以今天的你跟我要汲取他们的教训，我们绝对不能够忘记神。
Okay, now let's talk about human memory.
我们来谈谈这个人的记忆力。
Actually, sometimes we are quite forgetful, right? There's a lot of things that we know, we hear, but actually we forget.
我们人常常都很健忘，有的时候我们知道一些事情，但是却忘了。
Okay, now let's look at the next slide. How human memory works.
我们来看看这个人的记忆组织是怎么样运作的。
Okay, now from the very left side, we have some outside stimulation, like what you see, what you hear, what you touch. all the senses will give you information.
啊，从这个图表最左边，我们能够看到这个外界的刺激呢，能够给我们一些资讯。
Now, when the stimulation come in, it come first, become your sensory memory.
啊，当这些资讯一来的时候呢，首先是储存在我们这个感官上面的一个记忆。
For example, if you come into this chapel, it's pretty stuffy, it's pretty hot.
就好比你如果是来教堂里面，你觉得有点热。
Yeah, you sense the temperature.
你感觉到这个温度偏高。
But after a while, if you don't pay attention to it anymore, you get used to the temperature.
那过了一会呢，你专注在其他的事情上，你就不会觉得这个温度怎么样。
You put on a shoe. Yeah, the shoe is tightening your feet, right? But after a while, wow, you get used to your shoes.
你如果穿了一个过小的鞋子，刚开始觉得很紧，但是过一会又不觉得怎么样。
So this memory is on the very surface, but you can ignore it. You can choose to not pay too much attention on it.
这一种的记忆呢是很表层的，我们可以很快的遗忘它。
Just like you watch a movie, you watch a show, you feel so high, so excited, but after a while, you just forget it.
我们可能看了一个电影，看了一个剧，看的时候觉得很好看，看过以后就忘了。
But when you go deeper, there's a kind of another memory called the working memory or the short-term memory.
这下一阶段的这个记忆呢，是这个我们的工作记忆。
For example, if I tell you, okay, let me tell you my phone number, you put it down in your cell phone.
好比我现在跟你讲说我的电话号码是什么，你就把这个电话号码放到你的手机里去。
Okay, and then, okay, wait a minute. Okay, and then you listen to that number, and then you press the button according to what I told you, right? That memory only lasts for a few seconds or 10 seconds longer. It's called a working or short-term memory.
那我们的工作记忆呢，能够在短暂的时间把这个资讯给记起来，过了一会以后就忘了。
Just like I told you the verses just now, right? I think nobody can remember what the number of the verse I just said unless you look at your notes.
那我相信我们刚刚翻的哪一个经节呢？我们可能都忘记了，除非你有做笔记的习惯。
During that second, you remember, but after a while, it disappears.
我们刚刚讲这个章节的时候，你记得，但是过了一会又忘了。
Unless you rehearse that over and over and over again.
除非我们能够一直去查看这个到底发生了什么事，去温习它。
And then you keep reciting the number over every day, over day for days, for weeks, for months, and then it will go into your long-term memory.
当我们一直去温习呢这个工作记忆的时候，它就会跑到我们这个长久的记忆去。
Of course, some people are good in memory because they know how to break them into smaller part. And then picture themselves and try to encode it into their long-term memory system.
那有些人的这个记忆力比较强，因为他们会利用一些方法呢，把这些资讯加上图表或者是其他的方法来把它们放到这个长远的记忆体。
Or something you learn when you were very small, just like swimming or riding a bicycle or playing a piano, because you practice it so many times.And become your long-term memory, even though you don't swim for 10 years or you don't ride a bike for 20 years. But you ride on a bike, you jump into the water, you can still swim because it's in the long-term memory.
如果我们在某样事情上面做了很多很多的练习呢，就会跑到我们的长远记忆去。我们可能很久没有骑脚踏车，但是也不会忘记怎么骑。
Of course, long-term memory can also be lost if you long time you don't use it or fading gradually.
那这个放到这个长远记忆里的一些事情呢，它也会渐渐的遗忘。
Now, this is what psychology tells us.
这个是科学家跟我们解释的。
But now let's think about one question. The next line is, well, where do we store our faith? Where do we store our knowledge and our experience of God in terms of our memory system?
那我们对神的记忆，我们对神的理解，到底是放在什么样的记忆区块？
The people of Israel, no matter the two sisters, the big one or small one, they have received so much grace from God.
这两姐妹呢，不管是犹大国或是以色列国，他们在从神那边都领受了很多的恩典。
But over time, they have forgotten about God totally, like 100%.
但是逐渐的呢，他们把神忘得一干二净。
And because of that, their ending is very miserable, very sad.
因为这样子的关系呢，他们的下场都很悲惨。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 23, verse 35.
我们再来看以西结书第二十三章第二十五节。
Ezekiel 23:35。
二十三章二十五节，我必以记恨攻击你，你们必以愤。
Ezekiel
23:35。第二十三章三十五节，主神如此说：因你忘记我，将我丢在背后，所以你要担当你淫行和淫乱的报应。
God said, because you've forgotten me and you cast me at your back, you don't even care about me, you don't know me anymore, so that day you have to bear your consequences of your adultery.
因为这些人呢忘记了神，所以他们要担当他们的报应。
So then we have to really think about why will somebody forget about God totally?
那我们要来试问一下，为什么有人会把神忘记了呢？
Maybe they haven't put God or His words into the very deep part of the memory system.
很有可能这个人没有把神放在他的记忆深处。
And maybe he never really retrieved the memory and remind himself about what God has done for them.
他也没有常常的去温习神的恩典。
Now, next slide says the chosen people has forgotten about God.
这个，在这我们看到神的选民都忘记了神。
Now look at this puzzle, right? This puzzle is missing three letters, which is G-O-D, God in his mind.
在这个图片中，我们可以看到这个人呢，忘记了三个字母，就是神。
Over time, we will forget about everything in our life.
当时间流逝呢，我们会忘记神。
But make sure we should not forget about God.
我们会忘记一些事情，但是我们要小心别忘记的事。
Because if you forget about God, then you lose everything.
因为当我们忘记了神，我们就会失去了一切。
Okay, next slide. Why do people forget about God?
为什么有人会忘记神
？Of course, this is a very sad thing, but it happens.
虽然这个很悲惨的事情，但是它是会发生的。
Listen to Jeremiah chapter 2.
我们翻过来耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah 2 verse 32。
耶利米书第二章第三十二节。
Jeremiah 2:32。
耶利米书二章三十二节，处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？心腹岂能忘记她的美衣呢？我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
Here God is very appalled, very surprised why His people has forgotten about Him so fast.
在这里神很惊讶地说到，为什么他的子民会这么快地就忘记他。
A bride shall never forget where her adornment or the jewel or the beautiful thing is.
在这里讲到处女或者心腹，他们不会忘记他们的装饰和美衣。
But how come my people will forget about me so fast?
但是神的百姓为什么会忘记他呢？
Well, we can gather around, there should be a few reasons that why people forget about God.
我们可以试着来了解，有一些原因呢，可能导致这些选民忘记了神。
The first reason.
第一个原因。
When life is too good and comfortable, we started to forget about God.
当人的生活过得太舒适的时候，可能会忘记了神。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来翻开这个《生命记》第八章。
Verse 11 to 14.
生命记第八章第十一节，八章第十一节，你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日吩咐你的。
Verse 12，
十二节，恐怕你吃的饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。
13，
你的牛羊增多，你的金银添加，并你所有的都加增。
14，
十四节，你就心高气傲。忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家引出来的。
Now here tell us the first two reasons why God already predict that the people of Israel will forget about Him very soon.
神在这里就预言说呢，他的百姓会忘记他。
The first reason is because when they enter the land of Canaan, when they enter the promised land, they will have everything that they wish for.
第一个原因呢，就是当他们进入迦南地以后，他们在物质上会过得很丰富。
It is very strange that human mind works like this.
人的头脑其实很奇怪。
When you're poor, when you're suffering, when you have nothing.
当我们过得很贫穷的时候呢
，You will start to look for God, seeking for like spiritual help, that God will deliver you from all this trouble.
当我们贫穷困苦的时候，会开始来寻找神，希望从神那里得到帮助。
Let's say if you're in prison, all you're thinking is, when can you get out of that prison?
啊，当一个人被下在监狱的时候，他日夜在思考，就是他什么时候可以出狱。
If you're in a hospital, you're sick, all you're wishing is, I want to get my health back, I want to survive, I want to walk out of this hospital, then I pray to God day and night.
如果有一个人需要住院的话，他每天渴望的就是能够出院。
If you are begging food on the street, you are hungry every day, then you, all you wish is,You can just have constant supply of food every single day.
在这个路旁乞讨的乞丐呢，他每天想的就是可以有固定的食物可以吃。
Okay, then you pray to God every day. You're thinking about God. God, help me, save me, deliver me, heal me.
所以他们每天都向神祷告说：“神啊，请救我。”
Okay, God said, "Okay, I will help you. I'll heal you. I'll deliver you."
神就对他们说：“好，我来救你。”
I will even give you more than what you asked for.
我给你呢。比你要求的还多。
You have houses, you have wife, you have good life.
他就开始过上好的生活，有房子，有妻子。
Every day you're well fed.
每天呢都吃着好的食物。
But what happened?
但是发生了什么事
？Do you think most people will come back and worship God day and night and thank God for everything?
当这些人得到恩典以后，他们还会回来拜神吗
？90% of people will forget about God totally.
九成以上的人呢，他们会忘记了神的恩典。
They will start to enjoy what they have.
他们会开始享受神给他们的这一切。
So be very careful. All the example when people forget about God happens not when they suffer, but happen when they are living a good life.
所以在这里我们可以看到，这些人忘记神的时候，并不是因为他们生活艰难的时候，也是因为他们。生活过得很好的时候
，Because when you started to live a good life, you thought that you don't need God that much anymore.
原因呢是当一个人过上舒适的生活以后，他觉得他没有必要再从神那里得到什么帮助。
Of course, this is not true.
当然我们知道这并不然。
We need God every moment, whether good life or bad life.
不管我们生活过得好过得差
，But we tell ourselves
需要神。
We don't need God now, right?
我们可能这么想说：我现在不需要神了。
I will call God next time when I need him.
我下一次需要的时候，我再来寻找他吧。
I think most people treat God like the family doctor or the umbrella.
有的时候我们人跟神的关系就好像去找医生一样。
When do you call your family doctor?
你什么时候才会打电话找医生呢
？Of course, when you're feeling ill.
当然是你当你生病的时候。
When you're healthy, you will not think about your family doctor.
当你过得健康的时候，你不会想要打电话给你家庭医师吧
？When do you think about your umbrella?
什么时候你会记得你的雨伞呢
？Only when it's raining.
当然是下雨的时候。
That's why when a sunny day, everybody forget about their umbrella, left it everywhere.
当这个外面放晴的时候，人不会去想起他的雨伞放在哪里。
So be very careful. If your life is getting better.
所以在这里我们要谨慎要小心当我们的生活越来越舒适的时候
You're living in a good house
当我们住上好的房子
Your job is stable
当我们的职场顺利
You started to travel around the world vacationing here and there
当我们有多余的钱可以到处旅游的时候
You focus on all these other things All you're thinking is how to upgrade your house How to buy a better car Where to go vacation after the last vacation All you're thinking is other distraction
我们的注意力可能会放在这一些物质上的东西，什么怎么样，什么时候买好点房子、好点车，去不一样的地方玩。
Be careful，
我们要很小心。
So that's why he said, "Don't forget God when you get what you have prayed for."
所以在这里提醒我们，别忘记了神，当神开始祝福我们的时候。
Next slide tell us, "Don't let the abundance of God's gift cause you to forget Him."
在这里跟我们提醒啊。别让这个神给予的这些丰盛来让我们忘记了神。
I know sometimes it's very hard to be God, right? Should I bless that person or not?
站在神的角度，其实他很难做。我到底有没有祝福这个人
？If I don't bless him, right? He call and cry day and night. If I don't bless him, he'll lose faith, and then he'll be disappointed. He'll run away.
神会这么想啊，我如果是不祝福他的话，他的生活过得这么难，他又一直的来祈求我。
And then if I bless him, I know after I bless him, he also run away.
但是神也知道呢，当这个 神如果是不祝福他，他没有信心，那他就不信神了。但是神祝福了他，他也是一样会离开。
So that's why God cannot give you what you ask for. He have to hold back something, always keep you in check, so that you still need Him. You still think you need Him.
所以常常呢，神不会马上就把我们想要的东西给我们。
God allow a little bit of suffering and problem in your life.
神要让我们呢，吃上一些苦头。
The second reason mentioned in verse 14 here, the reason people forget God is because the heart become proud and they started to forget about God.
在这个《生命记》第八章十四节这里讲到，当人心高气傲的时候，就忘记了神。
They think they are wonderful. They think they are capable. That's why they deserve all this blessing.
他们会觉得说呢，得到这些祝福都是因为他们能力强，所以他们就忘记了神。
Verse 16. Let's read verse 16 of the same chapter.
我们又念过来第十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 16.
第八章第十六节，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳给你吃，要苦练你，试炼你，叫你终究享福。
17.
十七节，恐怕你心里说，这些货财是我的力量，我的能力得来的。
Verse 18.
十八节，你要纪念主你的神，因为得货财的能力是他赐给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖所立的约，像今日一样。
So why did the people forget God?
所以神人为什么会忘了神呢？
The moment they think that all they have is because of their effort, their capability, their wisdom, they started to forget God.
当然开始有这么样的想法，说这些我拥有的是我努力赚来的。
For example, why do you get a promotion?
我们为什么会得到职场上的升迁呢？
You think that because I work hard, I deserve it.
我们可能会这么想，因为我工作很努力，所以我得到这个升迁。
Why you live in a nice house?
为什么我住的房子好呢？
Because I work hard, I'm smarter than other people.
我住上好的房子，因为我工作比别人努力，所以我的房子就比较好。
Well, if you think about this, you're already starting to forget about God.
我们如果有这样的想法呢，我们已经开始忘记神了。
You think that all you have achieved is because of you.
我们的观念变成说，我们所得到的呢，是因为我们努力所得来的。
But this is not true.
但是基本上不是这样子。
Look at this pandemic.
好比现在我们在这个疫情中间。
Okay, you are smart. So what? Pandemic. Where can you go now?
我们或许很聪明，但是在这个疫情中，我们能够去哪里呢？
Everything stop. Even though you are very smart, you cannot go to earn money.
我们可能有能力，但是在疫情中，我们没办法去赚钱。
Yeah, you are very careful. You don't want to be infected.
我们都要很小心来不得到这个病。
But doesn't mean that you are like 100% careful. You will never get virus.
那我们就算过着非常小心的生活，我们能够绝对保证不染上这个病吗？
Your life is not even on your hand.
我们的命呢，根本就不在我们手上。
So who give you the ability?
是谁给我们能力的？
Verse 18 said it's from God.
十八节跟我们说，我们得货财的能力是从神那里来的。
The third reason why people forget about God.
第三个原因呢，为什么人会忘了神？
Because they are deceived by the devil.
因为他们受到这个魔鬼的蒙蔽。
Because the devil always try to deceive us.
因为这个魔鬼呢，常常要来欺骗我们。
He always try to make you forget who you really are.
他常常用各种的计谋来使我们忘记我们的身份。
He always try to want you to forget what the instruction, what the word of God is.
他要我们忘记了神要我们守的命令是什么。
Let's look at an example.
我们来看一个看一个。
Let's look at next line. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25.
我们来翻开希伯来书第十一章第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25.
希伯来书第十一章第二十五节，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Verse 26.
二十六节，他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Now, this is talking about when Moses was brought into the palace and grew up there.
在这里说到，当摩西小的时候被带到皇宫中生活。
Now today, if you and I are given a chance to Let's say we leave our house, send you to the UK, live in Pakenham Palace, and join the royal family, right? I think everybody say you'll be so lucky.
那我们今天如果有机会离开我们的家庭，去到这个英国的白金汉宫里面生活，人家会觉得哇，你怎么这么幸运呢？
You'll be like sibling, you'll be relative to the royal's house.
你从此就过着这个皇家的生活。
Now Moses joined the royal suddenly.
这个摩西从小的时候呢，他就被放到这个皇家里面生活。
He was adopted as baby by the daughter of Pharaoh.
这个法老的女儿领养他。
Now it's on the surface, it is a really nice thing.
表面上看起来呢，这个是一个好事。
However, this is also a test.
其实呢，这个是一个神的试炼。
Whether Moses will forget about God or not.
神要试炼看呢，看摩西是不是会忘了神。
Because people will educate him.
因为这个他。人会这么教育他。
You are prince of Egypt.
你是这个埃及的王子。
You are not a slave. You are not a Hebrew. You are prince of Egypt. You are Egyptian.
你不是希伯来人，你不是奴隶。
You will do what people do here.
你要做跟我们一样的事。
You will think like an Egyptian.
你的想法呢，要像埃及人一样。
In the future, you will even become Pharaoh. You have a chance because you have the one of the sons.
未来呢，你甚至有。机会可以当上法老。
And then you can enjoy everything the palace offer here.
在这个埃及皇宫中的东西呢，你可以好好的享用。
Now, 3,000 years ago in the palace of Egypt, very material pleasure, but also very sinful.
在这个3000年前埃及的皇宫中，有各式各样的享乐，也有各式各样的这个罪。
They have idolatry.
里面有不一样的淫乱，
拜偶像，
有拜偶像
，also the adultery，
有偶像，有淫乱
，but that was the culture there，
这个就是他们的文化。
So Moses, since become a baby, he grew up in the palace. You know, he was taught that I am an Egyptian.
从小时候，摩西在宫中长大，他被教育成为一个埃及人。
However, we thank God because there was a few years that he grew up in his mother's arm.
感谢主，他有几年呢是他自己的亲生妈妈当他的保姆。
So because of that few formative years that his mother educated him, you are not an Egyptian, you are Hebrews, so you are different than them.
在这几年的这个机会里面，他妈妈教育他，你是一个希伯来人，你跟他们不一样。
Otherwise, Moses would be deceived, thought that I'm Egyptian, I'm just like one of them.
他如果不牢牢记住这个观念呢，他就会觉得他就是一个埃及人。
So today, therefore, we also use the culture, our friends, our surrounding to deceive you.
今天的魔鬼也是要我们忘记我们的身份。
You know, you are Canadian.
要我们知道我们是加拿大人。
Yes, you are Canadian. This is not wrong.
没错，你是加拿大人啊。
You are a Westerner. You live in the Western culture.
你是一个西方人，因为你在西方的文化中长大。
Yes, we live in the Western world.
这也没错，我们。
But we have to add a but.
可是呢
？On top of our Westerner or Canadian or wherever country you are, you have one more identity, which is more important than this identity.
我们拥有这个加拿大人或者是西方人的身份，但是我们还要加一个身份上去。
You are people of heaven.
我们是天国的子民。
You are heavenly citizen.
我们拿着这个天国的身份证。
If you forget about your identity, you forget about God. You'll be carried forward. You'll be carried around.
我们如果忘记了我们这个天国的身份呢，那我们的思想就会随波逐流。
Okay, now next we talk about how can we avoid forgetting about God.
我们要怎么样才能避免来忘记神呢
？Because we know our memory sometimes cannot be totally trustworthy, and we have to reinforce this.
我们知道我们的记忆呢，有的时候并不那么可靠，所以我们常常要来温习一些事情。
That's why we have to come to church, listen to sermon, and pray, read Bible to reinforce our thinking and our memory.
所以我们要常常找机会来教会呢，来温习神的恩典。
Okay, let's share a few points.
一下几点来分享。
First,
第一点
，we must remember to worship the blesser, not the blessing.
第一点呢，我们要记得要来敬拜祝福我们的神，而不是敬拜神所赐的这些成功与福气。
That was the problem of the people of Israelites.
这个就是以色列人那个时候的问题啊。
They worship God because they want blessing.
这些人拜神呢，因为他们想从神那里得到恩典。
They want to use God to deliver them out of Egypt.
他们想要靠着神呢，来帮助他们离开埃及这个为奴之家。
They want God so that they can have good life.
他们想从神那边得到这个生活上的祝福。
When God gave them everything, they worship those things other than God.
当神给了他们这些赏赐以后，这些东西、这些赏赐变成他们的神。
If you read the Old Testament, there are a few very famous idols in the Old Testament.
我们如果是读旧约呢，可以看到很多这个有名偶像的名字。
What is the most one of the most famous one?
这个最有名的偶像是什么名字？
One of the most famous one. Last week we talked about the golden calf, right? So another famous one is called Baal.
上个星期我们有提到这个金牛犊，有另外一个偶像呢，就是巴利。
Baal is the god, is the god of like an agricultural god. If you people worship Baal so that they can have good harvest and good life.
这个巴利呢，就是他们所谓丰收的神，这个农业的神，他们拜巴利就可以过上好的物质生活。
So if you look at the heart of the people, all they worship is really success, is really good life.
所以当这些拜巴利的人呢，他们真正在拜的是过上好的生活。
Today we come to church every week.
今天我们每个星期来到教会。
But sometimes we are not worshiping God. We are worshiping the success or the blessing that God is giving us.
有的时候我们拜的不是神，而是神所赐的这些福气。
For example,
打个比方说
，You need a good job, you pray.
当我们需要一个工作的时候，我们就来向神祈求。
Okay, God give you a good job.
那神呢就给我们一个好的工作。
But after you get a good job, you can ask God, "Oh, I'm so busy on Saturday. You know, God, your commandment, we can keep it later."But right now, my boss want me to come on Saturday. So because of keeping my job, I have to go on Saturday.
那当我们得到这个工作以后呢，我们却跟神请假说啊，神啊，很抱歉的，我这个星期六需要工作，老板需要我。
Okay, who is your God now?
那现在谁变成我们的神了
？It is your God. Is God or your job? Is God? Who is more important?
是这个赐福气的神是神呢，还是我们的工作是神
？Okay, you don't have a family. You pray that God give you a family.
当我们没有家庭的时候，我们跟神祈求说：“神啊，请给我一个配偶。”
After you have your family, you have your children, you're so busy, you're so occupied.
当我们有一个配偶，有个家庭的时候，我们生活变得很忙碌。
And then evening service you cannot come. Sabbath day you pick up late.
我们晚间的聚会没办法参加，这个安息日的聚会又常常迟到。
Even when you are come here, your mind is not here.
甚至呢，我们人到了，却心却不到。
You're always rushing. Oh, next, where's my children going to be this class? I'm going to send him to this training.
我们常常在想的就是说怎么样帮小孩安排课外活动。
Okay, who is your God now?
那当这个时候呢，谁是我们的神呢
？And then you, because you have children, you're so busy, you push away all the holy work.
因为我们的生活，家庭生活很忙碌，就开始推圣工。
Who is your God right now? Who is more important?
那谁对我们重要呢？谁是我们的神呢
？So if you don't want to forget about God, remember the blesser, God, not the blessing.
我们如果不要忘记神呢，就要记得要敬拜那祝福我们的神，而不是敬拜这些神所赏赐的东西。
This is very difficult.
这很困难。
Because we love the blessing.
因为我们对神，我们很喜欢神给的赏赐。
But sometimes we forget who is the one who give it to us.
但是因为这个原因呢，会让我们忘记神。
Let's turn to Matthew 6, next line, 6:24.
我们再翻开马太福音第六章第二十四节。
Sometimes you have to make a choice. You have to make a decision.
我们有的时候需要做个抉择。
Matthew 6:24.
马太福音第六章第二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Yes, you cannot serve both.
没错，没办法两个主都拜。
You cannot choose both.
没办法两个都选。
You cannot love both the same.
我们 没办法，两个都对两个的爱都一样。
You have to choose one. You must love one more than the other. That's it. That's the way how it works.
我们必须呢，在这两者中做一个抉择。
So how do you make a decision?
我们要怎么选呢
？If you choose God, then you will not forget about Him.
我们如果选择神，我们就不会忘了他。
And even though in the short term it seems to be a painful decision, it seems to be losing out something. You're sacrificing something.
啊，在当下的时候，你可能会觉得牺牲。
However, I tell you, in the Bible, whatever the promise God said, in the long term, you are the one who gain the most blessing.
可是从圣经上长远的来看，我们会得到更多的祝福。
Because God wants to test you and see whether you have this heart for Him.
因为神在当下是在试炼你，要查验你的心。
The second part.
第二点。
How can we avoid forgetting God?
我们怎么样来可以来避免？来忘记神。
Of course, we have to be thankful always.
就是要常常的来感谢神。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 50.
我们来翻开诗篇第五十章。
Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇第五十章。
Psalm 50, verse 22 to 23.
五十篇的第22-23节，二十二节，你们忘记神。要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。三节，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
He said, always reciting. Remember what we beginning to say? Yes, you have memory, but if you don't rehearse it, you don't say it out, you forget it.
我们之前有讲过。如果我们得到一个资讯，不常常去温习它的话，我们最终会忘记它。
You have to bring it out to use.
我们要把它拿出来用。
And to bring out to use, the best way is to recite it. For example, let's say if you really want to memorize a telephone number, you have to say it out like 10 times, read it out loud 10 times. Oh, and then afterwards you'll remember it.
好比我们如果是要记得一个电话号码，我们需要把这个号码反复的讲十次以上，就会记得它。
Same thing.Whatever grace you have received from God.
相同的，我们如果从神那里领受到什么样的恩典
？Thanksgiving.
我们要献上我们的感谢。
Verse 23, using thanksgiving as an offering to God, and this is to glorify God.
23节说到要献上感谢为祭，便是荣耀我。
Especially nowadays in the pandemic, so many people are depressed.
尤其是在这个疫情中，有很多人呢，都非常的沮丧。
But why people are depressed?
那为什么人呢很忧郁呢
？Because we forgotten to thank God.
因为我们忘记了神的恩典。
If every morning, wow, we open our eyes.
如果我们每一天睁开眼睛的时候呢
？Wow, we thank God. You know, God, you did not forget to wake me up, so I cannot forget about you.
我们都来这样子感谢神啊，想神，谢谢你把我叫醒，我才有机会来在线上感谢。
If God has forgotten to wake us up, we have no life today.
如果神忘记把我们叫醒呢，我们今天就不会活着了。
Thank God we still have life.
感谢主，我还活着。
Wow, my family is still around.
我的家人呢都很平安。
Open the fridge. Wow, there's food.
我们打开电冰箱啊，里面满满的是食物。
I'm sure many people nowadays so afraid to go to a supermarket, right?
现在有很多人很怕出门去超级市场买东西。
You shouldn't be.Complaining because you have to go to supermarket.
我们不要抱怨说我们需要去超级市场买菜。
You should be thankful.
我们要感谢神。
First, you'll be thankful. Supermarket have so many food you can buy.
首先呢，这个超级市场里面的供货是充足的。
Right. And secondly, you have money in your pocket you can buy.
第二点呢，我们有足够的金钱可以去购买。
So thank God for you. Every morning, every time you go to supermarket, you have to thank God.
所以每次我们去超级市场都要感谢神。
Thirdly, thank God you're healthy, you can still go.
第二点呢，我们要感谢神给我们健康，我们还能够出门去到超级市场。
The more you thank God, the more God will protect you.
我们更我们越感谢神，神就会越保守我们。
Also, thank you for your mother, thank you for your father every day in your house.
我们要感谢我们的父母。
Every day you say it out, wow, you'll be so happy.
当你每一天呢。讲出来来谢谢感谢他们的时候，你的心里呢就会开心。
Same, every time you thank God, you say it out, you praise God loud, you will not forget Him. How can you forget God when you keep praising God?
每一天我们如果是大声的来感谢他呢，我们就会记得他。
But of course, if you stop praising God, you stop remembering him, you forget about him.
但是当我们忘记来感谢神的时候，我们就会忘了他。
So that's why we have to come to church.
就是因为这样子，我们需要来到教会。
When the church reopen, we have to come back.
当教会
to give thanks to God.
当教会重新开放的时候，我们要回到教堂来。
To thank God that, wow, thank God this pandemic, I'm still alive.
回到教堂来献上感谢为祭，感谢主，我们还活着。
The last point.
最后一点。
Let's slide 23. We have to set God as the goal of our life.
第三点呢，我们要把神当成我们人生追求的目标。
Remember how they forget about God?
他们是怎么样忘记神的呢？
The Bible said they have cast God at their back.
他们把神丢到背后去了。
Of course, if you put something at your back, you will not see him. You forget about him.
我们如果把一个东西放在背后呢，我们看不到，看不到就会忘记。
If you want to remember something, that image or that object has to be in front of you.
我们如果要记得一件事情，这个东西要常常，我们要常常看得到它。
Just like if you put some object of your house in the storage, inside a box, very soon you forget about you even have it.
我们如果是把家里一样物件呢，放在一个盒子里面，放在一个角落去，我们很快就会忘记它的存在。
But if put in a very obvious spot inside your, put on your door every time you go inside, you see it, you'll not forget.
那我们如果是把这个东西放在门上，每次从这个门出入就会看到，我们当然不会忘记。
Now, this is the secret.
这个就是这个。
Not only we tell ourselves negatively, say, "Don't forget God, don't forget God, don't forget God," right? It's not like this.
秘密就在这里哦。我们如果我们不需要反复的跟自己讲说别忘记了神。
You have to set God as the goal of your life.
我们要以神为人生的追求目标。
And then, of course, you will not forget about Him if He become your goal, if become your everything.
如果神是我们的目标，我们就不会忘记他。
Let's turn to Philippians.
我们翻过来《腓立比书》。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
《腓立比书》第三章。
Philippians 3, 13 and 14.
腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
腓立比书第三章十三节。第三章十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力向前。
14.
十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得到神基督耶稣从上面召我来得的奖赏。
This is how Paul did it.
这个就是保罗的秘诀。
Why he has not forget about Lord Jesus Christ saving him?
为什么使徒保罗一直不会忘怀神怎么救他
？So many people has fallen back.
有很多人在信仰上呢都退步了。
But Paul didn't give up.
但是这个保罗呢，他并没有放弃。
He set Jesus as the goal of his life.
因为他把神当成他生命的标杆。
Why he have to live every day? Not because of anyone in the world.
他之所以每天要努力的活着，并不是因为要追求世界上的东西。
There's only one reason that he has to live.
他活着的理由只有一个。
He want to serve his God.
他活着为了要来服侍神。
He want to glorify his God.
为了要来荣耀神。
He want to preach so that people know this God.
他每天要来传扬神的恩典，让人能够认识神。
He want to be with God after he died.
他想要在死后能够与神一起。
So Jesus Christ become his goal.
就因为这样子，基督耶稣成为他的标杆。
If you set Jesus as a goal, this is impossible. You forget about him.
如果我们能够把神当成我们追求的目标呢，我们就不会忘记他。
This pandemic is really good chance for us to check what is your goal in your life and does it worth it?
这个疫情呢？给我们一个时间来思考，我们人生的目标到底是什么
？If your goal is setting on the things of this world，
我们每一天着眼的事情，如果只是这个世界上的事
，Fine， if this is your choice，
如果这个是我们的选择呢，那就这样吧。
But you are just like building castle on the beach， sand castle。
这样的后果呢，就好像在筑一个沙子做的碉堡。
Have you played around the sand and built castle on the sand and the beach?
我们有在海边做过碉堡吗
？There's even some competition, right? Beautiful castle, beautiful sculptures.
甚至有每年会举办这样沙雕的比赛。
But how long does it last?
那这一些沙子做的碉堡能够撑多久
？Couple hours, couple days.
可能可以在那边几天、几个星期吧。
It's not lasting.
啊，过不久它就会消失。
Our God is our goal.
我们的神应该是我们的目标。
So let's all remember Him.
我们要来记得他。
Let's sing Him 361.
一起来唱诗361首。